From Closing Chapter Studios, we present The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is The Mistresses of Mayhem.
From Dom's Place.
That slaughterhouse meant more to this town than them fools will ever know. Just a matter of time now before this town's overrun by bikers and hippies. Us, we're staying right here. We will never abandon the place of our birth. We're on our own now, people. And alone, we will rise above it all. People may not remember what we say here tonight, but they sure gonna remember what we do.
Run, take her, and I kill them. All right, you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. Started off the show with some Switch Off Safety out of Great Falls, Montana. They were founded in 1997. Their genre is machine gun metal, which quite frankly describes them very, very well. You've got Luke, Matt, Ron, Paul, and Jeremy. The name of their album is BFMF, Bullets First, Motherfucker. They have a 15-year legacy of destruction and mayhem compounded by an insatiable hunger for brains. Definitely check out Switch Off Safety out of Great Falls, Montana.
You gotta love any band that has a hunger for brains.
Yeah.
Does that mean they go for brains over beauty? No, they're a band. It's beauty. They don't care about your mind. It's okay. As long as you got good boobs, you're all right. Unless you're a dude and they probably don't want you to have boobs.
They probably want your brains.
Then you might want your brains. But of course, there are those guys that their breasts look amazing. And most girls would kill for breasts like that.
Those are moobs.
Those are moobs.
The moobs.
Those aren't the same.
I've seen those boobs are like, haha, look at this hot set of tits. And then they back up and it's a guy. And you're like, haha, like, you just got attracted to a dude.
And with that, welcome to another episode of Montana Metal with the Mistress of Mayhem. This is Mistress OEC welcoming you to another awesome show.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying, men have boobs too.
And this is Mistress Angel saying, it really sucks when theirs are better than yours.
I know. You're like, how are those bigger than mine? Like,
Damn it.
Those aren't even fake.
All right. We're going to get back into the music now. We've got some Loinhammer for you.
Devin on vocals. You've got Doug on the guitar. You've got Jared on the guitar. You've got Jeremy on bass. David on drums. They are technical metal, soul thrashing metal, sorcery, among a bunch of other descriptions that they have for themselves that kind of it works for them with their thrash metal.
The eye-gouging, throat-ripping, finger-melting, ear-bleeding metal.
If you're melting fingers, you know you're doing good.
And gouging the throat, that's pretty awesome. They're from the Flathead area, and you should definitely check them out. Loinhammer is pretty badass, and we love them. Loinhammer on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Like a fused and cold, like a gallows, she's too This is Andre from a little band called Endeavor from Billings, Montana, and you are listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
We'll be right back.
right, you're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. All right, that song was Snuff the Fluff from Mahama Waldi from the Hamilton, Montana area. They're a death thrash boogie, and the band has Moof and Southpaw in it, and they are freaking talented. They've been showcased, you know, everywhere on the internet.
I was going to say, they were a big fad on YouTube with, you know,
millions of views on that video. Yeah.
If you haven't seen the video, definitely check out Southpaw.
They're influenced by Journey, The Electric Mayhem, Sepultura, and many, many more. And it definitely comes through. They're just badass, and you should definitely check out Mahama Waldi. You can find out more. They still have MySpace, which is awesome. and they are working on more social media network sites. But definitely get out and see Mahama Waldi if you get a chance. We're going to get back into some Montana metal from the Twin Bridges area with Mudkicker, Double D, Double K.
I love Mudkicker. They're definitely a cute little family band. You've got Kiki on bass. You've got Eddie on drums. And, of course, you've got Sean on guitar and vocals. They're definitely a cute little band. They're one of those ones you see the kids and most teenagers their age can barely, you know, keep a beat by, you know, smacking on the, you know, their hand on with anything. And these guys, they do it all. They're sports. They're into music. I can only imagine how happy their band teacher must be going, I already have professionals playing here.
You can get more information at mudkickerentertainment.com. They were founded in July 2012, and you can catch them live this Saturday down at the 5 Mile for an all-ages show with Mudkicker and Blessed Doom and Walking Corpse Syndrome. This is Mudkicker on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
We'll be right back. machine!
Hi, this is Rich from Kronos Customs, and I just want to tell y'all that you're some lucky sons of bitches because you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Yeah.
John from Mudkicker, who came to split your skull with the Mistresses of Mayhem.
That was some Shangri-La. You have Trevor, David, Ben. It's a kick-ass little band. I love them.
They're from the Billings, Montana area and started in October of 2007. They are sludge, doom metal, progressive. You can find out more information definitely about these guys and all the bands we get to play for you each and every week. They're on Facebook, Room Nation. They're everywhere. So definitely get out and see Shangri-La when you get a chance, and download their music and pay for it and support them.
Isn't it sad you have to add that in?
Yeah, you got to remind people, like, don't forget to pay for it.
Like, we understand free stuff is good, but these bands need to be able to, you need to support the bands so they can make more music, so they can get more kick ass.
And they need to be able to get out to your area as well.
Have you ever expect to see them live, pay for their shit? Just works out that way.
If you've got music from a Montana metal band that you want to be played on the Mistresses of Mayhem, definitely email our producer at closingchapterproductions@gmail.com and put Montana metal or Mistresses of Mayhem in the subject, and we'll get your band played on the Mistresses of Mayhem. Big thank you to Sean for letting us play on his radio station of mtradio.net. So definitely check out all the awesome shows on mtradio.net. We're going to get back into the music now. We got some Cadmen.
Cadmen is from the Great Falls, Montana area. You've got Corey Elaine on guitar and vocals, Corey Lynch on drums, and Jared on bass. They're described as three individuals, three styles, three personalities, three brains. This is what creates Cadmen, three dudes who love to play music and have fun in life.
And it's very sad they're not together anymore and stuff, but we can always hope for a reunion, right?
There's always hope. Hoping if we keep bugging them enough, they'll eventually just do it for us.
Like, move back together.
Come on,
like, guys, we need to get these mistresses off our back. get them off our back and on our front.
On their back. Off our back and on our back. Okay, that works too. All right, you're listening to the Mistresses Mayhem with Montana Metal.
All right, we got a fucking cover for you. This is for all you punks that stuck around. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? This burning land, dead by our hands, it does the bring you for all the world to come. Colors of smoke with all the sun. System meant to support me. It's the beginning, the
Curtain on the Mistresses Mayhem with Montana Metal out of the Missoula, Montana area, which is a great area for Montana Metal. We've got Neil, Liam, Shin, and Bice. we haven't seen much activity from these guys. They've got members in the band who drive truck across the nation and what have you. So they're busy, but they are definitely worth seeing. They're very metal. We got to see them play in a smoke storm of sorts. It was like so smoky across the street. The mountains were on fire in Idaho, and they were playing in Hamilton at an outdoor fest, and we could hardly breathe. But they came out, they did their stuff and entertained the crowd, and everybody was very, very thankful for that, and they were badass. So
I'm always amazed at the bands that can do that, where they're performing in an environment the rest of us would pussy out on, and like Mudvayne and turning the lights on and all the bugs attacking him because it was the only area that had lights.
Yep.
And it was like getting down his throat, and he just kept singing away. I mean, he cussed a little bit, but he just kept going, you know, you guys are out here. I'm going to go for you guys, and that's why I'm here. So let's go.
So don't be a pussy is what we're saying.
Like, don't be a pussy. If the band can get out and actually perform in that shit, you can get out and mosh in it.
And support all these bands. No excuses. All right, Mr. Soisey, thanking you guys for tuning in to another awesome episode of Montana Metal. Be sure to hit up the rebroadcast each and every week on mtradio.net at 5 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. It's awesome news, so if you miss one week's episode, you can catch up it's pretty awesome. And then we have all the archived, well, some of the archived shows on the Mistresses of Mayhem's website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.com. Guys, get out and support our show. We'll see you guys at the 5 Mile.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying, come out, buy some merch from the bands on Saturday at the 5 Mile. Come out and visit them. Come out, mosh with us. Join the mayhem. Get us into shenanigans. We need to.
And this is Mistress Angel saying, follow us on Facebook. There's normally some pretty interesting things being posted on our page. You might find out some things that you didn't know about before.
Mistresses like to teach you things.
We're all about teaching, spreading,
explain things,
spreading knowledge, pictures. Spreading legs.
We've been helping people get laid for a while now. It's okay. We're not just about us. We're about you guys getting it too.
We should play the more you know thing on every one of our shows because you learn something.
The more you know.
All right, definitely check out Montana Metal's Facebook page and the Montana Metal Crew for shows happening in the Montana area. And yeah, get out to a live show. All right, this is Resurgence that we're going to close out the show with. They're from Kalispell, Montana. You've got Travis, Corey, Jeremy, and Dalton. They're playing live and living on the road, touring nonstop. I keep seeing that they're going to be announcing some shows, so we're excited to see where they'll be ending up. Definitely check out those guys because they're lots of fun and they just make you want to get out and mosh. You're listening to the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.
What is the Foundation for a Sound Solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment for those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. NAIRMA also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding, and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award, the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creative and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.